Adam Peacock joins us right now from Code Sports for our weekly sports wrap. Hi, Adam. How's things?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Good, mate. This time last week, we were talking about the World Cup up against Peru. Would we, wouldn't we? Well, we did, but I tell you what, we're doing it the hard way every leg of the journey.
Yeah, it was a remarkable effort to qualify when you look back on it, because they had 20 qualifiers, 16 of them were away because of our border policies, and of those 16, many of them were in lockdown situations or quarantine situations. So it was a remarkable effort to get through with injuries, with squad withdrawals along the way, and playing against a very good opponent who ranked probably half what we are in the world rankings in FIFA, like Peru inside the top 30, we're just outside the top 40. And to be able to do it with a performance that justified the end result. Like, it wasn't as if we snatched a 0-0 and then we won on pens by luck. It was seriously deserved. So it was great for all concerned, and we get to go to a fifth straight Men's World Cup.
Touch of genius, do you think, from Graham Arnold with the goalkeeping decision?
Massive, massive call to bring off Andrew Redmayne, put on Andrew Redmayne 119th minute for the penalty shootout, and bring off your captain, Matt Ryan, not let him know about it. If it doesn't happen and we don't go to the World Cup, he looks like a prized idiot. Graham Arnold comes off, looks like a genius. So there was nothing in between. It was just total polar opposite, the reaction to whatever way the result went. It went our way, and we got through. But truth be told, they would have been really unlucky not to go through on the performance on the night against Peru.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, let's talk international cricket for a tick. Netherlands are an up-and-coming team, so let's be honest, that's probably generous. England are, well, traditionalists, you know, the founding nation, I guess, of cricket, so pretty experienced. Yeah. Regardless, what you're about to tell us is still pretty remarkable.
It was incredible. So it was a one-day game overnight in the Netherlands, and England were sent in to bat by the Netherlands and posted a score of 495 off 50 overs. Joss Butler, 160 off 70 balls. Two others got centuries. Milan and Salt, I think, cracked centuries. It was just a remarkable performance. You have a look at the scorecard and you think, well, I think the bowlers are bowling with their other hand, not their stronger arm. So it was, just incredible. And obviously, England, for a comfortable victory, it set up a comfortable victory. But, incredible hitting. That's the T20 world now. A guy like Joss Butler, who's outstanding at T20 cricket, is able to do something like that, the 50-over game. And I'm waiting for someone to do it in a test match and chase down like 600 in 70 overs. It's going to happen one day because of the way that batsmen are now able, or batters are able to approach the crease these days with a little less fear if they're seeing the ball well, which obviously Joss Butler was.
Adam, work with me on this one for a tick, right? So let's say it's 500 over 50 overs, 10 and over. In a T20, that'd be 200, which has been done.
All the time.
Do you think we'll... this has to be the most bizarre question. Why can't they take that mindset to a test match? And I am being sort of half serious, because you'd have 1,000 runs scored in an innings.
I'm waiting for it to happen. Honestly, the way that the batters can approach things, and we saw Ben Stokes, it was a little bit of that. That amazing innings he cracked at Headingley to win a game against Australia a couple of years ago, that was a T20 innings. That wasn't a test match innings. So there's going to be more of it, without question. With the proliferation of T20 cricket around the world, and it seems every part of the world wants its own league, and they're going to breed these type of cricketers coming through, I can see it not becoming the norm, but more a possibility that something like that happens. Yeah, like we see a side 800 off 120 overs or something.
Yeah, who knows? What do you get through in a day's test cricket? About 70 or 80, 90 overs, something like that?
You're meant to get 90. They generally get 85. Yeah.
So imagine at the end
we
of
could get 500 in a day.
Yeah, imagine the end of day one, Boxing Day test at the MCG, Australia, England. England at stumps are 5-4. Let's give them 10 and over. 5-850.
I wouldn't enjoy it too much. I'd prefer it if it was Australia. But yeah, it could happen. It seriously could happen.
Mate, before we go, let's touch on the NRL last night, and then we'll have a quick chat about the Grand Prix. But NRL firstly.
Remarkable game. Absolutely remarkable game. Manly were up 26-12 with 7 minutes to go and got beaten. They let in 3 tries in 3 minutes. And the North Queensland Cowboys, who did something similar to Manly out that ground at Brookvale in Sydney 17 years ago. I know it because I took my 1 year old, my 1 week old son to that game 17 years ago, and tomorrow he turned 17. So it was an anniversary of sorts for North Queensland. It was an incredible win, and the Cowboys are in chance of winning the whole thing this season, based on the evidence of their team unity and desire. It was a fair old comeback.
Fair old comeback indeed. And finally, now you New South Welshmen need to pull your heads in over this Grand Prix because Melbourne's got it for another decade.
Yeah, and fair enough too. Like Dominic Perrottet, he was trying one on, he was having a laugh, and more importantly, through the week in politics, that they came up with a joint scheme, New South Wales and Victoria, for early childhood education, which is great, which is vastly needed. It's much more important than staging a Grand Prix. And I think there was a little bit of sarcasm chucked in his whole, "Oh, Melbourne's rubbish, we're better. I can't believe that Formula One walked away from us." But yeah, that's a little friendly competition they got going on, but it deserves to stay in Melbourne. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't change it.
There was a famous politician in Victoria. I don't think it was Jeff Cannett, but someone actually said, remember when they were talking about running it around Western Sydney some years ago?
Mm.
And he said, "Well, that's great, but just make sure the cars have got four wheels left when they get to the finish line."
Yeah, well, there is that. I won't go into that.
No, we'll stay.
Western Sydney right now, but yeah,
we'll stay right away from that. Hey, mate, last one. Code Sports. What are we reading?
Yeah, I've done a lot of analysis actually on the Socceroos, so it's up at the moment. A deep look into our three opponents when we get to the World Cup: France, Peru, and Tunisia, the African nation. So, yeah, that's up there, and some other great stories as well. And we're all over that netball story, that incredible netball story, which means that Netball Australia have got to find some money behind the couch, otherwise the organisation goes broke. So Linda Pierce, great journo, she's been all over that story from the get-go. And, of course, finals at the moment in Super Netball as well, so a bit happening.
Remiss of me not to ask you that. Finally, this is definitely finally, netball. You know, from what we've read, they're stuffed. Is there more to it? Do you think they'll survive? What's your gut feel?
Oh, they'll survive. They'll end up getting some government support, I'd say. And it's nothing for the government to tip in $7 million to keep an organisation afloat. But that's not tenable going forward. They have to balance things. I mean, what isn't tenable is giving 93% of your revenue to players. It puts an inadequate amount of pressure on your commercial department to find sponsors to pay for the rest of the organisation to facilitate itself. And you can't run grassroots programs and all of that. So, yeah, they need to get across that pronto. But in the short term, I think they'll get a bit of a boost from the government or somewhere. There might be a benefactor come in. But long term, they need to sort their you-know-what out. And otherwise, it can't keep happening.
Watch this space and read all about it at Code Sports. Code Sports is codesports.com.au, correct?
Yep, that's the one.
All right, mate, catch you next Saturday.
Thanks again. Have a good one.
Adam Peacock from Code Sports on the Sideline View.